Since that time, we've learned our actual health insurance renewal was actually 9.9%, so I needed to up that dollar amount, another $167, $7,000 to cover that cost. You may recall that I had in that budget two new FTE positions for next year. In light of the fact that it's highly unlikely we're going to be able to afford any new staffing next year, I'm in essence pulling those out of the budget at this point, as well as an operational payment that we would be making for the athletic complex, I've pulled out as well. My January projection of $533,000, when you overlay health insurance increases, the various costs that I pulled out of there, but then also the changes that seem to be taking place at the state level, it brings us to a projected deficit today of almost $1.4 million. Now, we must contend with the other side of the budget, which is basically all the non-staffing costs that the district incurs on an annual basis. And so what I've done, what we've been doing over the past several weeks is working with the various department heads. And what you see there is, after asking them basically go back and re-examine their budgets thoroughly, and I made a request that they would pull out all non-essential items. In other words, anything that isn't really critical to the operation.